Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, July 15th. Members of a group in support of first responders and veterans are walking through Grey Bruce on a 900-kilometer trek of the entire Bruce Trail. Their Ruck the Bruce Walk is in support of a Legion program called Operation Leave the Streets Behind, which aims to help veterans experiencing homelessness. Rucking is a military term for trekking along with a backpack or rucksack. Their walk began on July 5th in Tobermory. It's set to continue until August 8th when they reach Hamilton. They're working with the Legion's Ontario Command and staying in Legion's when they can along the way. You can find their schedule and a link to donate on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Or you can go to their GoFundMe page by searching Ruck the Bruce. They are in Owen Sound tonight and they head to Chatsworth tomorrow. A novice driver from Grey Highlands is facing charges after a traffic stop by Grey Bruce OPP. At around 5:30 yesterday, police pulled over a vehicle while doing patrols. They say the driver fled the scene, but was found at a local business a short time later and arrested. The 24-year-old driver was charged with driving without a license, being a novice driver with a blood alcohol level over zero, taking a vehicle without consent, driving with cannabis readily available, driving with an open container of liquor, and careless driving. Grey Bruce OPP say they've charged a number of people with stunt driving recently. For the month of July, OPP have charged a 24-year-old driver from Brampton for traveling at over 140 kilometers in an 80 zone, a 27-year-old driver from Wellington North for doing 130 in an 80, a 39-year-old driver from Alliston for doing 140 in an 80. Grey Bruce OPP say those drivers' vehicles are impounded for 2 weeks and their licenses suspended for a month. A wooden bridge along the Bruce County Rail Trail near Paisley that was heavily damaged in a fire is going to be repaired this summer. Bruce County has awarded a contract to Luby Builders to undertake repairs to the Willow Creek Trestle Bridge. It suffered extensive damage in a June 2021 blaze that was considered suspicious in nature. The bridge's burned-out beams, railings, and deckings will be fixed. The project is expected to be completed by October. Bruce Power has signed a memorandum of understanding with a company to look at business opportunities for community members of the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation. The deal is with Indigenous-owned eSupply Canada, which is a distributor of office, janitorial, and industrial supplies, and is co-owned by a member of Saugeen First Nation. The memorandum of understanding will help both Bruce Power and eSupply Canada identify how they collaborate and enhance mutual business development opportunities. June home sales in Canada were down month over month and year over year. A report from the Canadian Real Estate Association says home sales last month dropped by 6% from May. It says sales were also down from June of 2021 by 24%. Officials believe the drop is because of financial pressures that potential buyers are facing as the Bank of Canada continues to hike its key interest rate. In sports in the Canadian Football League tonight, Calgary plays Winnipeg. In Major League Baseball, Alek Manoah starts for the Jays as they host Kansas City. In the NHL, the New Jersey Devils made it official today. They've hired former Owen Sound player Andrew Burnett to be an assistant coach. And in Ontario Series Lacrosse tomorrow afternoon at 3, the Owen Sound Bug Juice North Stars are hosting Oakville at the Bayshore. You can listen to it on MacArthur Tire Leon's North Star Radio on 560 CFOS.